This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A California appeals court has ruled that one city's special system of charging for water, the more you use, the higher the price, is invalid. Pricing water is tough, even in places not beset by drought. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The law of supply and demand would tell us that the California drought is causing a classic low supply, high demand scenario, which normally leads to higher prices. But there are lots of costs in delivering a seemingly endless supply of drinking water.
You might not have water scarcity problem, but you might have water quality problem.
Nusha Ajami is director of urban water policy at Stanford. She says the cost of infrastructure is rarely fully accounted for in water rates.
There are a lot of other municipalities that do not necessarily have the capacity or manpower or the expertise to set up the rates properly, or they just basically don't do it.
Peter Glick is president of the Pacific Institute.
The proper pricing of water is frankly a global issue. We argue about it in the West and in California in the context of drought, but it's a national issue as well. We ought to pay the full price for the water services that we get.
Glick says raising rates to reflect the true cost of water is the best way to develop better infrastructure and encourage people to use less. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.